It's 843 KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. And Larry, you're up next.
I'll take local celebrities for 100, John.
And the answer is he has been traveling the world doing Jeopardy clues on video.
Who is Jimmy McGuire?
You're correct, Larry. You win $1,000.
I wish.
From somebody other than me.
Joining us, it's hard to believe over a decade he's been part of the clue crew for one of the most popular shows on television, Jeopardy. Jimmy McGuire joins us from Pittsburgh this morning when he's not traveling the world. Jimmy, good morning.
That's right. Good morning, guys. I tell you what, that song never gets old.
Yeah, neither do the paychecks.
Yeah, that's kind of nice. I do it for free, though, but if I look outside my hotel window, I'm quickly reminded I'm back at home.
Yeah.
The weather's not great, but it's good to be here.
Welcome to the Berg, and you literally have traveled the world.
You know what? I really have. This fall marks my 11th season with the show. And collectively, as a team, we've now traveled to well over 30 countries, 250 cities, and pretty much every state. So this is my favorite place, though. And the reason I'm here today is that I'm getting the chance to go back and make a donation to the Pittsburgh Public Schools. We're going to be playing a game called Classroom Jeopardy. And I'm going to be heading over to the Perry High School. And we're going to be playing Classroom Jeopardy with a group of 11th and 12th grade students, a biotechnology class, which I can't wait to see exactly what that's all about. But the teacher there, Mrs. Wright, has provided me with some information. And what makes this game so great is that teachers can customize their own Jeopardy games to whatever they're teaching. And, you know, for years, teachers have been using the Jeopardy format with homemade materials and index cards. And now Classroom Jeopardy has just made it so easy that they can actually do it themselves.
Now, will you be playing the role of Alex today?
I'm going to do my best, but certainly Alex has some big shoes. But now that I've been on the show 11 years, I've gotten a good chance to, do my best Alex imitation.
Yeah, okay. Give us, I want some dirt on Alex. He seems like such a good guy. Surely he's got some
huge... He's a know-it-all.
Well, you know what? The one thing I did learn from Alex is that when you travel, to make sure you lock your hotel room. As you know, summer, he had a little incident where there was a prowler in a hotel room. But, you know, Alex, as he is...
He tracked him down. He's like a bad... He was like a bad dude, man. He got the guy, and we actually talked about that on the show.
Didn't he come into the press conference the next day on crutches?
Well, he ruptured his Achilles, but he was back at work. And if you notice now, he's sitting down on a chair. But
otherwise,
he'll be back up on his feet.
Otherwise, you'd never have a clue.
Well, he's a tough guy. He's also a big hockey player, so I'm not surprised.
I actually played hockey against Alex Trebek once.
Did you really?
Yeah, at the old Civic Arena. You know, we had the guys out there for the team.
Did you beat him like a rented mule?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
He had some skills. Of course, that was, 18 years ago.
Well, he's been with the show now 28 years.
God.
So, he's 71 years old and still
really?
Pretty bad. So
he
I'm
does look good.
There.
He does look good.
Hey, Jimmy, what is the strangest place they've sent you to?
Neville Island.
Well, you know what? There's something special about every place we go.
Oh, come on. Don't be the politician. Tell me the strangest place they ever sent you
to. Flat out
come
Jimmy,
on, where?
Being a Greenfield, Squirrel Hill guy, Oakland, come on.
No, Brazil was kind of crazy. I will say that. And but that was a while ago. But you know what? Every place is pretty cool. I have no problem going anywhere.
Well, it's good to have you home, and Perry High School is excited to have you visit. And always good to catch up. You got to come back when you can spend some time with us.
Hey, Larry, thank you so much. John, thank you. And really, all my friends are listening this morning. I'm actually engaged. My fiance is listening back in Los Angeles via the internet. So good morning to her.
A fiance. Well, congratulations.
When's the wedding?
2025.
Come on, man.
Save the date.
What are you waiting for?
I've waited this long.
You keep this up, you're going to be on double Jeopardy. All right, congrats,
well, good morning,
Jimmy.
Everybody. Love being home. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good to have you back in the Berg. Jimmy McGuire on KDKA, part of the Clue Crew. Jeopardy going into his 11th season. God, he's getting old.